For such a time as this, he has prepared you to handle all the battles you must face. For such a time as this, he has declared that you will conquer all and set firm in this place. For such a time as this, he has delivered you to demonstrate his glory and his grace. Strengthen your mind, stand to your feet, rise up and sing and declare.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to day 11 of Verses of Victory. I'm so glad that you are continuing to stay with me. And as I said yesterday, that is a song called For Such a Time as This that I wrote the lyrics and music for. And it's my dear niece Alana singing, so I want to thank her very much. And let's get on to day 11. See what we have to say. What is our verse of victory for the day? Day 11's verse is from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. That's Isaiah 43, verse 1. And we are in the New King James Version, or the NKJV. And it simply says, I have called you by name, you are mine. Isaiah 43, verse 1. I believe that may be the middle of the verse because I have a few dots before that. But that was the key part of the phrase. I have called you by name. You are mine. And it starts off, he knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. These are words to a song that I taught to my youth choir. So simple. So basic, yet so powerful. What better way to relay the message of Jesus to children than to let them know that God knows their name? Knowing their name is one of the first things that children learn in this world. God knows our names, our thoughts, our sorrows, and our voices. He knows us inside and out, good and bad, the parts we let other people see and the parts that we keep hidden. Now think about that. He knows all of that, and yet he still loves us unconditionally. How awesome is that to know? Now, we in turn ought to want to know God in the same way. Many of us know his name, but do we read our Bibles to learn more about his thoughts? Do we take the time to understand what things about us and our behaviors make him sad? We ask for many things in prayer, but do we take the time to listen for and recognize his voice? A mighty God who has such a demanding job of managing the whole universe has time to know us, each and every one of us. That sends chills down my spine. Now that is the end of what I wrote today. So we're going to personalize, practice, and proclaim. Personalize. What does this verse mean to you? The verse, I have called you by name, you are mine. And it says, does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your life? What steps can you take today? We're under practice now. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And proclaim. Pray this prayer with me, and let's proclaim victory over your situation. Dear Lord, thank you that you know my name. You know me personally, inside and out, my strengths and weaknesses, my ups and downs. Help me to know you more intimately and to value the friendship that you provide for me daily. Lord, I declare today that I am yours totally. Amen. So with that, that concludes day 11. And as you know, Verses of Victory is a 31-day devotional. So we've still got a ways to go, but I thank you for staying with me thus far. And I hope that you are going to have a wonderfully blessed day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.